Welcome as we come to worship God today. However you come, we are so glad you're here. You may feel as you come to worship today that you are small, that you're not that significant. You may feel that worshiping God isn't that significant. But here's the good news. Our first song this morning talks about the greatness of God. What matters is not how great we are, but how great He is. But if you do feel small today, God showed His greatness when He became small. He is humble. He's not somebody to make out that He's better than us. So let's sing, How Great Thou Art. Our soul sings to God today. And we express that in all sorts of ways. One of them is being partnered with BMS World Mission. And we're going to watch a video clip now from Toby. Now, Pippa and Toby are two of our mission partners. They've just been linked to us. They're in Nepal. Let's hear what Toby has to say.
Hello, and Jamesy from Pokhara in Nepal. Toby and Pippa reporting here together with Jakey, Ella, and Millie. As BMS mission workers, we've been in the country for 2.5 years now and are supporting a local NGO in Pokhara. Pokhara is Nepal's second largest city, located about 120 miles west of Kathmandu. We live at an altitude of about 3,000 feet, and even though we live in an urban environment, it does not take very long to get out into the countryside, and even a few miles out of Pokhara, it's very, very rural. A lot of people in Nepal still depend on their land, depend on a small holding maybe. And here we see a lady just outside of Pokhara with her oxen threshing corn, but also making a phone call at the same time on her mobile phone. A lot of life is lived outdoors here. And we're quite used to the hustle and bustle of life here nowadays. When you get out there on the road, you might see forms of transport that you wouldn't have expected. Motorbikes, rickshaws, and maybe the odd horse even. Or people out walking, either for pleasure in the morning and evenings, or maybe for business. Or meeting up under the local tree, the local chautara, to socialize or conduct business. This is our street on a normal weekday. And this is what our street looks like now, and has done for the last 4 weeks, whilst Nepalis and expats alike have stayed indoors to abide by the government-imposed COVID-19 lockdown. We have been rather fortunate so far in regards to the number of COVID-19 affected individuals, and the recorded number hovers at around 50 at the moment. So we are very grateful for that, and we pray and hope that a major outbreak can be prevented here. We are grateful for the measures that the government has taken and is taking to contain the pandemic at the moment. I don't know if this picture will make you smile, but I suppose each country has got their own measures of containing the disease and dealing with the complexities of how to move people around.
If you have a look on our church Facebook page, I've posted a link to the complete video and also to the latest letter from Pippa and Toby. Please do feel free to take a look. It's time to come to God in prayer. Let's pray. Father, this morning we praise you for your greatness. We praise you that you are more powerful than any human being or any force that there is in our universe. We praise you that your thoughts are greater than our thoughts. Your ways are greater than our ways. Your calling on our lives greater than we can understand. And we praise you too, that you, the one who is so big, was prepared to become so small. Father, thank you today. If we feel small, you are there alongside us. Thank you that if in any way we feel great, you are there helping us to become small and helping us to learn the way that you want us to live and the way you want us to relate to other people. Lord, we trust you that you are involved in our lives to change them today. Speak to us, we pray. And let's say the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Let's say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. We've been hearing the last few weeks about Online Alpha. It's coming soon. Let's hear some more.
So, Mum, what is Alpha?
Right, so Alpha is a course about what Christianity is. It's a course about Christianity, about God and Jesus, and it's run over 10 weeks in person, but you can do it online now over 18 weeks, and you learn all about God and what it means to have faith and what it means to be a Christian.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds cool. What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
In your heart.
In my heart. So it means, Alpha means a very lot to me. I've actually done the course in person about 3 times now in my life. And every time I do it, it fills me. It fills me with the love of God, and it helps me remember what it is to have faith.
Okay, that sounds like the coolest thing in the world. God is cool.
Yeah.
Now, how has it helped you?
How has it helped me? So, well, like I said, it's helped me by kind of giving me a spiritual food to remind me that God is there and that I have this faith and I'm not alone, and yeah, I'm just not alone. I've got this faith, and in a world where there's so much despair at the minute and everyone feels lost, it's just that spiritual nourishment of, do you know what, I'm okay. God's got me and I've got my faith, and that's great. And that's what Alpha means to me. It restores my faith.
But why are you doing it again?
So, very good question. Why am I doing it again? So I'm doing it again because I don't think you can ever get enough of it. I feel like I said, it's like the best food in the world, you know, and it's like you want more of that food, don't you?
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing it again at this specific moment is, I suppose, because I feel a bit lost in this coronavirus pandemic. There's loads of people that are feeling hopeless and giving up on life and feeling like there's no God. And I feel a bit lost myself. I've been out of touch with church for a while. And I feel like I need to do this again. I need to get my spiritual food back to remind me. That's why I'm doing it again.
Oh. Cool.
Okay. Thank you, Silver.
If you'd like to know more about Alpha, please do let us know. It's a really good course. Now, these services are recorded, and as we're recording this one today, we don't know what the lockdown restrictions will be in our local area for the next week. So anything that's going on, we will put it onto the church Facebook page. We'll mention it on the WhatsApp group as well. Please do stay in touch with us. Let's do what we can to be together as a church family through this time. Let's not give up the habit of meeting together, as it says in the letter to the Hebrews. And as part of that, we are still holding our Zoom meetings, our virtual coffees at 11:30 each Sunday. If you'd like an invitation, let me know. It's great to be able to see people and not just talk. It's an opportunity for all of us, even those who can't get out, to pray with one another. If you're not sure what to do, let us know and we can talk you through it. If you have access to the internet, you should be able to get on. One day I do want to give you for the future, October the 5th, Monday evening, we're going to be holding a virtual praise, prayer and planning meeting. And there's a number of things that we want to update you on, that we want to discuss as a church family. So we'll put out how to get an invitation in a little while, but please do note that date in your diary now. We haven't mentioned money for a few weeks, so just a reminder, well, first of all, we do appreciate that finances are tough for some of us at the moment. Please do not feel pressured into giving money to the church that you don't have or can't afford. But we are incredibly grateful to everybody who has given to the church over this lockdown time. You have been incredibly generous. The best way to give at the moment is through bank transfer. Ask us if you don't know the details. You can put a check through my door, or if you are holding on to offering envelopes until we can get back together again, then please, that's fine. That's great. We'll be getting out a questionnaire soon about the return to the building. We want to do this in the best possible way and in the way that benefits the most people. So please do note that and respond when you receive it. Our God is a great God. He shows himself in so many ways, through his creation, through Jesus, through each other. Oh wow, what a God. 1, 2, 3, 4. Talking in French, Spanish, Greek to Mandarin. So low I am the idol. So grab your hands and sing. Shout out and worship him. So grab your hands and sing. And let the praise begin. Oh wow, what a God. Oh wow, what a God. There's no one like you. When we really gaze at God, we begin to see things as they really are. But sometimes we don't see things as they really are.
Welcome to the Mills Hill House of Mystery. Behold, the elephant. How many legs does it have? You decide. This grey bar, is it the same colour from one end to the other, or not? It is actually the same colour from one end to the other. It's just the background colour that makes it appear different and fools your mind. How many black dots are there in this pattern? There are no black dots. Look at each one, and you'll see that in fact each one is white. How many triangles are there in this pattern? There are no triangles, just three V shapes and three Pac-Man shapes. Your mind draws in the lines. And finally, circles or spirals, you decide.
Today's reading comes from Psalm 138. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing the ways of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes with your right hand to save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. Thanks be to God for his word.
Well, that's a happier psalm than the one we looked at last week, but it's still written by someone who knows what it means to face big trouble. Last week's psalm gave us permission to express our thoughts and feelings exactly as they are and not to feel bad about it. This week's psalm is about helping us to see things correctly, because how we see it when we rant at God may not be exactly how it is. So this is to help us pray through the things we're expressing to God and to see things differently. I remember when I was at school, an early biology lesson, we were given a microscope and we were told to look at some tap water. And I remember the squeals of joy or horror when the students were discovering that in these drops of water were tiny little animals, too small for us to see normally, but seen clearly under the microscope. And the question we were asked was, what do you see within the water? And I remember one friend of mine writing the word beasties and getting into trouble with the teacher for it. God sees the lowly, to use the word from this psalm, the poor, the humble, from close up. He sees them intimately. But the people who are proud, the people who think they are great, God sees them from a distance. He sees everybody, but he sees them in different sizes to the way that we see them. The people who are poor, the people who are downtrodden, matter to God. He sees them as big. The people who are doing the treading, the people who are, they think, greater than others, God sees from a distance. He sees them as small. For to God, the small are the big, and the big are the small. It's what Jesus told us, that the first shall be last, the last shall be first. The greatest among you is the one who can become like a little child, someone who was seen as of very low value in that culture. So prayer here is about helping us to see correctly. The psalmist talks about his troubles, and we go through and have gone through many troubles. The coronavirus, loss of jobs, loss of income, all the stress about A-level results. In the news this week about mental health and how so many of us have been struggling during this period of lockdown. And then there are bigger issues, global warming, and the issue of the waste being put into our oceans, the plight of refugees. We could go on. Troubles are big. And the psalmist also writes about praising God before the other gods. Maybe he's in a foreign temple. Maybe he's thinking about the gods of the nations that are oppressing his people and thinking how they seem to be so much bigger than the God who he worships. God is not as famous as he should be. He talks about the kings of the earth. He speaks of these people who love to be in charge and tell people what to do. Maybe he's thinking of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king who conquered Israel and destroyed their temple. The troubles were big, but here's the perspective that we're offered here. The biggest things are God's love and God's faithfulness. These two things are bigger than everything. That is the message of the whole of the Bible, that no matter what happens, God's love is greater. God's love is big. So a song came into my head. God's love is big. God's love is great. God's love is fab. And so it goes on. And God is utterly faithful to what he has promised. He has put his promise, his decree, above everything, even when it doesn't seem so to us. So what, says the psalmist? Well, I am going to praise God. I'm going to act as if God is big. I'm going to bow down. I'm going to make God look big, and I'm going to make myself look small. We bow down and confess, you are Lord in this place. Oh wow, what a God, what an awesome God. And I'm going to call upon God, I'm going to pray. If God sees things differently, I'm going to pray that the world will be as God sees it and take action to help make it happen. I'm going to pray for rulers because they need my prayers today. I'm going to pray for God's purposes in the world. Don't abandon the works of your hands, is the final prayer of this psalm. If God has promised to be faithful, let's call upon him to be true to what he has promised. Let's pray for the kings of the earth that they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. We have been privileged, those of us who are believers, to see something of that glory. We've been privileged to see what is really big, and it's not what the world thinks is big. So let's pray for a world in which the big really is big and the small really is small.
The gods are all around me. I know each one by name. Money, sex, and power. Their promise is the same, but only you deliver. only you come through. So now, here, while they're watching, I give my heart to you.
I thank you for your faithful love. I celebrate your power. It strengthens me when I am weak, hour after hour. I sing with kings who praise your ways, for they have seen your glory. And when the humble stumble, you are there to change their story.
Gods are all around me. I know each one by name. Money, sex and power, their promise is the same. But only you deliver, only you come through. So now, here, while they're watching, I give my heart to you.
When enemies pursue me, when trouble stalks my path, your right hand protects me. Your steadfast love will last. So make me what you made me for. Dream your dream in me. Demonstrate your purpose, Lord, for all the world to see.
The gods are all around me. I know each one by name. Money, sex and power, their promise is the same. But only you deliver, only you come through. So now, here, while they're watching, I give my heart to you.
This might seem a strange background for prayer. Have a look at it if you're able. We've got the big mouse and the small giraffe. Not an optical illusion. But maybe as we come to prayer today, there are some things we think are big that God doesn't think are so big. And maybe there are things that we think are small that God does think are big. So first of all, let's start with God's world. In God's world today, what do we think of as being big? Pray about that for a few seconds and then ask God, what does he think are the big issues in his world today? And now the same thing for our nation. What do we think is big? What might God think is big? And for our city or our town or village, if we live in one, what's big? What's small? And for the community in which you live, what's big, what's small? And for your household, your family, your friends, what does God see as big? What does he see as small? Pray about these things. And finally, for yourself. And if you need a few more moments to pray, please do feel free to pause the video and take time to pray. We're going to sing a song that's going to close this morning's service. Thank you for being part of it today. May the grace of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ and the love of of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. The Lord bless us and keep us, his face shine upon us, his grace and his peace rest on us. The Lord bless us and keep us, his face shine upon us, his grace and his peace rest on us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. The Lord bless us and keep us, his face shine upon us, his grace and his peace rest on us. The Lord bless us and keep us, his face shine upon us, his grace and his peace rest on us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us.